G'day everybody and welcome back to the Hardball Gets AFL show. This podcast is brought to you by Mazda, where they're celebrating M-Day, Mazda's one day, once a year sale. M-Day is your chance for extra savings at Mazda. Feel the power of M-Day this Saturday at your local Mazda dealer. Today on the show, we take a look at 10 things which have pissed us off over the course of the year. If you haven't, hit us up on Instagram and Twitter at Hardball Gets AFL. Make sure you subscribe wherever you're listening to your podcast. And if you haven't left us a review yet, please log in and do that on iTunes. All right, let's get stuck in. This is the Hardball Gets AFL show. My name's Nick Rehm, joined by Xavier Ellis. How are you, mate?
Good, good. I tell you what, Mazda wouldn't be pissed off the way we've performed on this podcast.
No.
Gee, Whittaker's, the numbers are good.
Through the roof, mate. Through the roof. No, we have actually been, we've had a really good year. It's probably worth taking a second now to mention it and say thanks to everyone who's listened through the year.
Oh, I get off.
No, we're not wrapping it up. We're going right through. but no, we do appreciate everyone getting on board. It's been a bit of fun. And the numbers have been great, probably better than expected. So,
am I allowed to have my feet up here? Or would the bloke be pretty pissed if he
says mate, this is we're in a different location this week.
I'll leave my feet here, I think.
Do it. It's fine, mate. We run this place.
We run this place, you reckon?
We do for the moment while the door's closed.
I was going to say, mate, the places you've made me record from, we've been in the swingers den down underneath the ground where there was like a cage. We've been kicked out of Red FM because you turned the whole station off.
We've recorded
in a boardroom that wasn't soundproof. That echoed through the whole show.
Well, you don't think there's any correlation there? I put you in the shittest room possible the one week I'm not there. Mate, if you don't rely on me for these things, I'm never going to get invited back.
You've been the leader.
It's good to get it on board. So we had a week without footy.
And it pissed me right off.
Yeah,
it
sucked. Had to talk to family and friends.
Yep.
Sucked.
Absolutely.
So we did decide to go through 10 things throughout the year that pissed us off.
Mm-hmm.
Does the bye count as one of yours?
Well, it doesn't, but that's what spurred me to think about five other things that really pissed me off.
Got right pissed off.
Yeah. No, it absolutely annoyed me. What do you, just before we do move on, the week off?
Yeah, I hate it.
Yeah.
But I did, like, it was a good opportunity for me. I got down for another game at my local club, Snazzo. We
did
won
you
a
run?
Final.
Well,
no,
watched.
I didn't have a run.
Yeah,
I just watched, mate.
Yeah.
I sank a few tins on the sidelines. Won through a final, and then we got to drive an hour and a half away next week. So that's always fun.
Well, what about my mob old West Coast Cowan? Big final next week. Promotion A grade if you win on the line.
What is that? Oh, so this is for.
So we're B grade.
To get into the grand final, is it?
To get in. So we got rolled last week. So we had two chances. We got rolled last week by South Fremantle Seniors.
Yep.
With all those players that played at South Fremantle last year, bloody too good. But, so big one.
Jeez.
Got the collegians.
Man, how good's Ammo's footy?
Yeah, it's good fun.
Just going down and having a beer and watching your mates.
It's good fun. It is good fun.
And then thinking, maybe next year I'll run
again. I reckon I could get a kick out there today.
All right, so we'll go through the list. Number one, what's the first thing that pissed you off? It's not in order, but...
No order.
Just random 10 things that piss us off.
So you want me to go first with
you
one?
You go first, mate.
Oh, no, I'm still seething about the All-Australian side. Absolutely seething that Dane Zorko was not in the side to start with. Not captain. I thought he was going to be captain of the side, not picked. Absolutely seething that Max Gorn, they got played two ruckmen. Doesn't make sense to me. I mean, last year they were two outstanding ruckmen. They were both amazing. Both deserved to be in there. Both their sides finished right at the pointy end of the ladder. This year, Grundy's been in a class of his own. Why are we playing two ruckmen? Dane Zorko misses out, and it has absolutely pissed me off. The whole thing. Fife as captain. Is it true Gil McLachlan changed who the captain was?
I don't know if it's true, but I've heard it was a tied vote, and he had to decide.
No, I heard it was...
Oh, so Hearn was one ahead.
A 5-4 or something on the vote.
Gil got double votes.
And Gil came over the top.
So they just counted, they just did it. And then,
so I don't know if that's a rumour or not, but I mean...
But it's, for all the things you get pissed off about, like this is... people got real pissed off about it.
I did. I just thought... And then you go do the AFLPA captain
and he
of
gets
the
it.
Year
yeah,
and he
yeah.
wins it by a trillion miles and Fife, I don't think, was in the top six.
Yeah.
Either just change it to the best player and give that to the best player of the year can be captain.
Yeah, yeah.
Or just don't have a captain.
Yeah. To be honest, it's not one of the things that really grinds my gears that much.
Nah, dude. Yeah, because you're a Fremantle man. You're like, oh, five. Of course he's captain. No.
Yeah, but I didn't care. Buddy got it last year.
Yeah. Dane Zorko annoyed me.
Dane Zorko not being in the side at all pissed me off.
Yeah.
Because that's...
That's my main irk.
And you know,
and I've only started soft on that because it's still relatively fresh.
And you know what one of the things would have been, the reason it would have pissed me off so much is they would have got to a point in their selection to go, oh, maybe we've got too many Brisbane players. But I don't think they would ever say that about Geelong or Richmond.
Collingwood.
We don't have enough Collingwood players, maybe.
No, 100%.
So they just, and Dane Zorko missed out somehow. Well, despite being the leading pressure player in the competition.
Yeah.
One of the most explosive and damaging midfielders.
One of the very few that play forward and mid well.
Yeah.
Game breaker. Anyway, so that was my sort of soft.
I could have almost put him ahead of Danger.
Of course you could.
Yeah.
But Dangerfield wasn't even nominated in the top three players that he's footy.
His own team didn't. Yes, that's right. His own team didn't put him up.
Yeah. Isn't that bizarre?
Yeah, that pissed me off. You know what pissed me off? Not getting a look at Isaac Rankine.
Is that one of yours?
That's one of mine.
Okay. What did you follow him throughout the season?
Well, there was nothing to follow.
Yeah, so what?
He was out. He did his hammy
out
bad.
Bad, then came back.
And then he came back for one game, and then he hurt his hip.
Oh, did he only play one game on return?
And then he played another two. So he was one, I think he was one out, and then he back for another two.
And then all over Red Rover.
And then that was the end of the season. He didn't have time. He never got any time to get together. But a kid who I'd love so much in the 18s, and I've been looking forward to. I was pumping him up in the preseason. And just to not get a look at him at all really pissed me off.
Do you reckon he's going to be as good as what you think?
Yeah, I'm still quite confident. So, he didn't get anything like a run at it. There was one game, I think his second game back, he had playing as a small forward, had 14 touches and 9 tackles. Like, he gets amongst it wherever he is.
So if you're a parent of Isaac or this year's draft pick number one,
yeah.
What are you thinking when your kid gets drafted? Once the shine of, oh, how fantastic, my kid's got an opportunity to make a career for himself in professional sport, what are you actually thinking, you reckon, around if your child is drafted to the Gold Coast?
Yeah, I reckon it takes about 6 months for the gloss. Well, I don't know. You've never been in that situation, but I reckon it takes 6 to 9 months and the gloss wears off that. New AFL player glow.
Yeah. I mean, I reckon they're pissing their careers up the wall at the moment.
So he's the only one. So he is almost there to prove a point to people who everybody said before he got drafted that he didn't want to leave South Australia and everything.
Yeah.
And then he came out and said, they were only saying that because I'm Aboriginal.
Like, yeah.
I don't care. And then he signed a 2-year extension. So he's there till the end of 2022.
Yeah, so they can be there till the end of 2022. But where are Gold Coast going to be at the end of 2022?
Well, that's when I think, you know, you stick around, you see what's going to happen there, you get plenty of game time. But I think he's the kind of guy that will get game time anywhere once he's up and running.
So that's 4 years of your career, though.
You probably get better money than you would anywhere else, too. There's a lot of things to weigh up, but I reckon, yeah, you are at some point you're thinking, look, this isn't everything that I dreamed.
Well, yeah, and I have said multiple times that they just need to toughen up some of these kids and you know, do the hard yards and just camp down there for 8-10 years.
Yeah.
But then you think about it, you only get one opportunity at an AFL career. And if you play 150 games at the Gold Coast and you win 4 games a year, it's not really anything to hang your hat on, is it?
Yeah, it's not. But having said that, you got 4 years where you get paid. So the last 2 years of that 4, you get paid very well.
Mm.
And then at the end of that, if you have lived up to your own expectations of what people think you were going to be.
But you can't. It's not possible.
In that, yeah, true.
It's not possible to live up to your own expectations when you're getting trounced.
So are they ever going to turn the corner?
One of my things is Gold Coast.
Okay.
No. Yeah. Okay. The one on Gold Coast with me was the priority pick situation this year.
Them potentially getting...
1 and 2.
Yep.
Yeah, it's just throwing more bad money at a bad investment.
Yeah.
And the AFL are trying to obviously get themselves out of a pickle, but they put them... I feel sorry for them up there.
The entire organisation?
Yeah, I feel sorry for them because they weren't given a chance.
Yep.
Ridiculous.
They were put up in demountables at the start.
Yeah, they weren't given a shot. No guidance. Coaching wasn't the right people.
Yep.
And then before you know it, their actual top end talent that were meant to take them to premierships they all sort of half got on the gear.
It is the black hole of sport. in Australia. 100%. And I think this has proved it. So both codes have now thrown another, like, you know, rolled the dice again.
Yeah.
And both of them is not working out. The Gold Coast Titans aren't working out for the NRL.
They win the wooden spoon.
Oh, they would have come. I can't remember. They would have come close. But, you know, even they had one of the best young halfbacks in the competition, and then he's just done nothing. Like, another year, he just
wasting away. Well, that's it. It's wasting away. And before you know it,
in front of 8,000 people or whatever.
Well, Jack Martin comes out.
Yeah.
Now, you're high on him.
Well, I think he's a good player, and I think
I think I have not seen anything to go by, and I think it's probably due to,
and that is,
not being put in big games where they're close games, and you can stand up and you go, oh, gee whiz, actually, geez, Martin was good in the last quarter. Yeah. When you're 70 points down in the last quarter, who cares if he gets a kick?
And that's the worst thing about the whole club, is you think about guys like that, and it always comes with the rider, like, if he wasn't at Gold Coast.
Yeah.
Well, what could he be?
That's my point with the Gold Coast. Do they deserve 1 and 2 this year?
No, they don't. I don't think anyone priority picks benefit anyone. You don't get a pick just for being terrible.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty much against priority picks at all. But it gives them I don't know what the fix is. And
you
they
say,
don't
you
want to
say it gives them currency.
It gives them currency.
To get what though? They get unders back.
Yeah, I know, but it gives at least they get like, something back.
They gave like pick 2 for
Lockie Weller. Yeah, that was bad.
I reckon they should audit that.
What,
remember when the NBA denied Chris Paul heading to the Lakers? I mean, there's something that went on there a bit snotty. But, yeah, and Stewie Jew, he's another good example.
He's exactly
the same as the kids.
Yep.
Coaches for 4 years, oh, no, I don't think you're the right man for the job.
And then your career's over.
And then you've got that black mark next to your name.
Yeah, you can never be, well, you could. There's every chance you'd never be senior coach again. You could still be your senior assistant and whatever.
And he's great. And Jew's great.
Yeah.
Is Sean Burgoyne heading up there?
Yeah, so those are the kind of moves that
they need to land.
Yeah, they need to get those over the line to give them something.
Yeah.
Like, there's no reason to... Well, there is... If you follow the kids enough, there's reason to watch them. But
I saw Ainsworth and Bose. I think they had 27 and 25 disposals or whatever in their last game.
Yeah, that last game, Ben Ainsworth killed it.
And that was when I looked at that and I thought, okay, they're not great. And those kids haven't been great yet.
No.
But maybe...
Next year.
Maybe they can pull it together a fraction. And hopefully just does a bit of a snowball effect.
Yep.
Yeah, hopefully those kids stand up. But anyway.
Well, this is what... And I think a lot of those guys are contracted for a fair while now. They did them signing... They signed the deals this year, which makes me think that something is... Under Stewie Jew, something must be turning. It must feel it on the ground.
Yeah.
To sign the length of contract some of those kids
did. Well, I mean, they're probably earning $500,000.
Yeah, but that... It depends, but I think Ben Ainsworth at the right club could get that somewhere else too. Like,
no.
There are desperate clubs in Melbourne too.
Yeah, no, but poor clubs.
Yeah, but you still, like, I'm trying to remember. Josh Shackey would have got all right money to go to the Western Bulldogs.
No, he was on a bag of beans, mate.
Yeah, I remember why that deal was done then.
Bag of beans. No, because he had...
He just wanted out.
Well, no, he had health issues.
Shackey?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, the mental health.
I thought he just wanted out.
No, mate. He went missing for a while and went home and during the middle of the season and
went back to his
parents' place.
I don't remember this at all. Yeah, that was one that went...
Fact.
That was one that went south very quick from him going...
Well, he was signed. Didn't he re-sign for a couple of years as well? He had contract length left on his contract.
And he first went there. His dad played for the Lions and he wore his number and his dad passed away years ago.
Yeah,
so
right.
He was like... I'm never leaving Brisbane. I want to go to Brisbane.
Should never say that to anyone.
No. So I hate who got signed up recently and he was for life. Oh, it was a Stephen Cornelio. They said he's a giant for life. I'm like, mate, Sean Burgoyne's now probably going to play the Gold Coast next year. 36. I don't know. That's for life.
100%. I'm just Googling Shackey quickly.
Did like to see, just quickly on the Suns, Darcy McPherson, my man, third in the best and fairest. Not a hot field, but... But good on him. Just a tough.
Third in the best
and fairest.
That's
when you go. That was like a Ryan Crowley winning the Dockers best and fairest that year. When a hard nut wins it, you know, you're in a little
bit
of trouble.
Third in the best and fairest.
Yeah. Mate, that's good. Jared Witt won it.
Jared, yeah, he broke the record for hitouts this year.
What? All Witts. Time?
Yeah, all time hitouts. Big Witsy.
Wow. The skipper.
Yeah, so he did. He went home. He skipped the Neefel Grand Final, returned home to a Seymour. To be with family.
Josh Shackey. I'm completely...
No, he was...
This is completely gone from my mind. Time. Well, there you go. But I think Ben Ainsworth is one that, you know, some kids have almost a legacy in footy, head of football's minds from the draft as well.
Yeah.
So when they go to a club, they just remember what they were, and that's why they try to pull them back. Like Jared Gala at Carlton. They pulled him back because of what he was. Which one? Jared Pickett. Carlton. Yeah, now he's done. He's back over here,
I think. Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah, their sort of legacy thing. That's why I think Ben Ainsworth was highly rated enough that he could command dollars. But he's sticking around. Gold Coast did piss me off.
Yeah, good. The home final situation for Geelong. 100% should be able to play that final at their home ground where they've played most of their games. You disagree with me?
No, I completely agree with you. I think it's the dumbest thing in the world. Like,
Scotty Pendlebury saying during the week, did you read those quotes?
It was at the All Australian Awards. I thought it was funny.
What did he say?
He was saying it like jokingly.
We finished fourth.
Yeah, he said, I'm really glad we finished fourth. They managed to organise a home final for us for my 300th.
Yeah, nah. So it just doesn't make sense to me. And I still argue, and I'll keep arguing to the day I die or move back to Victoria, okay, you have the grand final at the MCG for your 50 years. For one, I think there's a ridiculous length of contract, but it's done.
Yes. Yeah, you can't
change that now. Interstate clubs deserve one extra home game a season over the Melbourne clubs to work as some form of equalisation around the finals.
Yep.
So it might give you a tiny little leg up to get into the finals, but then you're getting a massive pull down when you're playing a grand final in Melbourne.
Yeah, it's hard to... What are their arguments for it? Sometimes they say, oh, yeah, but we don't ever have a home crowd like you have. Well, that's complete bullshit. Like, Collingwood have a home crowd every time they
Richmond,
play the MCG.
Richmond just played Richmond seven did. Games in a row at home at the MCG. Seven.
And even if that was the case, that you don't have the cauldron-like thing, you don't have to travel. Like, think about the game, when they have to think about when they do travel and how it's such a big thing and, you know, the time they take with recovery and do that every 2 weeks.
So, back to Geelong. Like, say Hobart get a team.
Yep.
And they finish on top.
Yep. Well, and the biggest stadium, stadium's in Launceston.
Well, no, well, they'll have to come to Melbourne.
Yeah.
Like, what? I don't understand. I know it's only an hour down the road, but what's the point of Geelong finishing first?
Yeah. They don't get an advantage out of it.
They get a disadvantage.
They get the same as if they finish fourth.
It's like Collingwood finish on top of the ladder.
Yeah.
And don't spin me the shit that, oh, they play big games there against big clubs. They have a unique oval down there.
Yeah. They play big games there against big clubs, probably against their will.
Yeah, 100% against their will. 100%. It just makes absolutely no sense to me. And then you hear them go, oh, no, it's really good to have more people in the ground. If you're a Geelong supporter, if it means you can win the game and you can't watch it,
that's fine.
You're sitting at a pub watching it, supporting your teammates who you'd love to see in a grand final.
Yep.
So much better than sitting at the MCG with 75,000 watching your team get pantsed.
Yeah. And what's the other thing they say is, you can't lock out 60,000 fans. You absolutely can.
I agree.
The stadium doesn't hold it, and they won the right to hold it in that stadium.
100%. If they want to play it, what's a town near Geelong? If they want to play at Ocean Grove in front of 100 people, that's their choice.
They won the right to do that.
100%. It's just so like AFL being like the king on the chessboard. Clubs, you can pretend you're important, but we still will come over the top.
Equalisation and all that, but not that one. Not in that case.
Yeah, not that
not
one.
Not that case.
No. Nah, so that's really annoyed me, and it'll annoy me to the grand final if an interstate club has to travel to Melbourne again, which is fine. I get it. It's there now for 50 years, but there needs to be some sort of flip side reward for the interstate clubs in the home and away season.
Yeah.
Because you're automatically starting behind. It's a handicap from the first bounce of round one otherwise.
Yeah. I also like how they talk about, Chris Scott, you know, he's going to put something in players' heads and they're going to be all over. It's like, you know how every time you go into a game, your coach likes to make his side believe they're the underdog?
Yeah.
Like, how is this anything different? Like,
no, but also, I think you've noticed that the last time, for the last 2 weeks when Chris Scott's been asked about it, he hasn't come forward and gone, I'm going to start this press conference by saying this is
shit. Hey guys,
shit.
Before we get started,
he literally just answers the questions he's been asked, and I'm not a big... I've got some really close friends at Geelong, but I don't like Geelong. I really don't like them.
Played for Hawthorn.
I don't like them, but I mean, it's not his fault.
It's not like Ross Lyon used to do that. He used to know exactly what he was going to say at the start of it. So he'd wait for the first question and then just say what he was going to say anyway.
Yeah.
You didn't even need to ask a question. You just say, so Ross, and they go, oh, well, okay.
How's the weather today, Ross? Well, you won't believe it, but he's going to be suspended.
One thing that pissed me off this year is probably the overall level
skill.
Of skill. And we've talked about it before, the fact that there were no good teams. And yes, that's a good thing in that anyone can win it at this stage. But it wasn't like last year. Every time you turned on a Richmond game, you knew that it was going to be a high level of skill. Mm. Like it was going to be, you're going to see some good football. Didn't have that.
Throw West Coast in there.
Last year, West Coast.
Yes. V this year as well.
V this year. That's what I mean. Every single team. There wasn't a single team where I turned it on thinking like, yes, I'm definitely going to watch this. This is going to be really good
footy. Well, you still sat and watched it. Maybe, but at the end, you were like, Christ, the mid's got a lot of footy. Didn't really do a hell of a lot with it. I was talking to, I think it was Dennis Cometti yesterday at the Waffle.
Mm.
And he did some research into, I think it might have been the stats that Adelaide had in their very last game where Matty Crouch had 47 disposals,
etc. And a goal,
So it was something like they had 400, well over 400 disposals. V the 1989 grand final, where the total disposals on the ground was just over 400.
Yeah, right.
And they kicked something like 25 goals each or whatever it was.
Yeah.
But just showing that one team had the same amount of disposals as
the greatest grand final of all time.
Yeah, no, I agree. The skill level is poor. When you think about it, though, you've got two extra teams.
Yep.
So there's 100 more players playing that would ever have been given the opportunity. Extrapolate that over 10 years.
Yep.
There's a lot of players that didn't deserve to play AFL football and getting a chance.
In probably what was a weakened pool anyway, just because of like globalisation, there's more people choosing other sports. Things.
Yeah,
earlier,
or not doing sport.
Or not doing sport at all, it's probably all played into it. But
when was the last time you saw a kid kicking the footy in the street? Yeah. Have I done spoken to you about this?
I think so. It's been a long, long time.
I can't even remember it.
Yeah. And now I think, you know, you used to, now I, if a mate calls up, he's like, you want to go have a kick? I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, that's weird. What do you mean?
That is weird, but yes, I really do. Yeah, I didn't know, like, I haven't done it for ages.
You don't ever see those kids kicking the footy anymore.
No.
It may be more doing Oz kick, but I still reckon I did Oz kick, but I still kick the football Monday to Friday.
Yeah, you would still kick it every day.
Yeah.
It just doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah.
Which is, they're aware of this. Like, the AFL's aware of this and they're doing everything they can, but it's a bloody hard battle.
I don't think clubs are.
No, I don't think clubs care. Clubs, that's the whole reason that they brought in these next-gen academies that, you know, really people complain about them. But the reason they brought them in is because they wanted clubs to put resources into helping these kids develop footballers, which they weren't doing unless they got some kind of benefit.
Geez, I'd love to do a thing throughout a footy season. How many times a player kicks a football during the week?
Yeah, you get the action.
Every time he kicks it, mark it down.
Yeah.
You'd just be shockingly low.
I did notice Michael Walters saying that, like, admitting that they didn't kick a lot of footies during training. So that's a little bit of a...
No club would. Sports science came out and go, nerd, GPS data, nerd, nerd, nerd. Oh, my God, your hips must be sore, nerd. Oh, Christ, they can't hit a target.
Just kick the footy.
But, I mean, they look good when they're running. They do good high knees because they've done a lot of yoga and stuff.
Yeah, maybe there needs to be a balancing out. I mean, like, yeah, we got a lot out of sports science and everything.
I love sports science. They've been good for it. But Christ, let the blokes have 100 shots.
Sometimes you just have to let them kick.
100%. Yeah.
Yeah. And sort out their hips at the end.
Bit like Clarko's theory with everyone had to do Kokoda.
Yeah, right.
Like, you're going to lose someone. Just hopefully it's not a good player.
Yeah.
But that was it, virtually.
Was that when Buddy ate everybody's snacks?
Yeah, day one. They're not going to let a number 5 draft pick starve, are they? Anyway.
All right, what else pissed you off?
Mate, Adelaide midfield, but I'm going to name one of my favourite players in the competition, Matthew Crouch.
Yeah.
So, Matty Crouch, I'm just looking at 47 disposals in his last game. Have we done the? Have I asked you this?
No, what?
So, 47 disposals, how many contested? And just rewind. When Matty Crouch, who bloody love him, started playing footy, what did you love about Matt Crouch's game?
Just the inside work.
Tough inside. Yeah. Get it out to everyone else on the outside, you know, and just get bashed and hit. And
Yeah.
He had 47 disposals, of which 36 of them were uncontested.
Yeah, that's bad.
He averaged this year, Matt Crouch, he averages 21 uncontested disposals a game. Over 21.
Nah, that's not what you need out of Matt Crouch, is it?
No, and I think that just is the display. Like, when you think about Adelaide.
Yeah.
And what is there enough blokes doing the hard yards? And Matty Crouch does it as well as anyone, I thought, in the competition.
Mm.
And I just reckon maybe they need to trade a few of these because there's got a lot of
half in, half out players.
Yeah, they've got to balance something up.
Sloan, half in, half out. Brad Crouch, half in, half out. Matty Crouch, more out than in now, yeah. Which doesn't make sense. And then you put in a few other like Greenwood, Ellis Yeoman, those sort of guys.
It's a weird mix.
It's a really weird mix. Yeah. And they need someone like a Matty Crouch.
Just or, digging in.
I mean, to be a Cripps. They need someone like a Elliot Yeo who can just do the hard, you know, end up with 13 tackles and, you know, split 50-50, contested, uncontested. But that just really annoyed me this year because Adelaide, people tip them to finish top four. They haven't made the eight. They'll probably take Melbourne out, but embarrassing. They're doing a full, the whole club's getting a full review.
They've gone from minor premiers, grand finalists.
And short on favourites to win it.
To just a complete mess.
A basket case. Yeah. And I just, even like the game style, when you watch Adelaide, how do they play?
Yeah, it's a mess.
Yeah, I could not even tell you.
They let Matty Crouch get 30 touches on the outside for some reason.
That's what I meant. It just doesn't make sense. They don't want to go forward, so they chip it around and they all end up with uncontested disposals.
Yeah.
Which, can you imagine being a good team defending that?
Well, you knew when they were that year, you knew how they played when they pressed up and wanted to get out the back.
Yeah,
like, every time
back
Jenkins
goals.
Would just like be there every single time.
Charlie Cameron would charge back.
Yeah,
Eddie Beth would charge back.
You knew how to do it, but they were doing it so well that it's still hard to stop.
Yes. But at least if they were doing that, you could look at it and go, well, they're still trying to do that.
Yeah.
But I don't even know, I don't know what they're trying to do.
Nah, you can't tell. You know, they don't have the same cattle that they did then. Jenkins isn't playing like he was and Charlie Cameron's not there.
So if you round one next year, will Jenkins be there?
Yeah, I think he will.
I think 100% he won't be.
I'm trying to remember what the latest on it was. I thought he was happy there again.
No, he's been playing twos.
Did he come in back in for the end of the year?
No, they got the arse back down there.
Oh, okay. No, he won't be there then.
Yeah. Are there Eddie Betts?
No, I would like to see Eddie move.
Yeah, Gold Coast.
Well, Carlton's the latest.
I think he still kicked. So he missed a couple of games where he'd been dropped.
37 goals. Yeah. More than, I think, you know, top 15, 20 in the Coleman,
yes.
Probably.
So, I mean, he's still performing pretty well, isn't he?
Yeah.
Tex Walker, will he be there?
Yeah, I think he'll be
captain.
There. But it depends on coaches.
I think it's too late to sack Pike now.
The pool's been robbed already.
Oh, but also I think you've sat on it now for...
Yeah.
You know, what's a full review going to do for Dom Pike's coaching role?
The only thing you could do is be dilute it.
Yeah, but like why the iron was hot. They were ready to go. They'd just been trashed by Bulldogs in Ballarat. No one was watching. Mark Rusciuto's under the pump. He probably won't be there. Well, no better time to do a free man or 1-2.
Just bang, see you
bang,
later.
Bang.
Yeah.
And then, or do what Port Adelaide did.
And back him in.
Straight away.
Fully, yeah.
Straight away.
Like, no question, he's here.
Yeah. Everyone's so quiet. I just think that, Adelaide's just a full basket case.
Yeah, I don't know how you fix it. I think the Adelaide Advertiser did like what their best 22 looks like in a few years, and at centre half forward, they had pick 21.
Oh, okay.
So on the wing was pick 3.
Yeah, right.
So
well, that's
you
where
still
they're
couldn't
at.
Even like. Because
you even think about Talia will be gone.
Yeah. How old's Talia now?
30.
Really?
31.
Jeez, I still see him as young.
How old do you reckon he is?
He probably is around that.
Yeah.
I would have said 27 straight off the bat.
Oh, God, no. No, no. He'd be 3-0s.
Oh, God.
So they're so old. Mm. And what kids have they got?
That's a good question. They got pick 3.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, so that's Adelaide. Matty Crouch, because I'm such a bloody fanboy of Crouch.
Yeah.
But I'm the fanboy of Crouch who gets down and dirty.
Yeah. I'm going to go, what pissed me off again, similar vein to the first one, not seeing Max King. So came pick number 4, had an ACL all last year, came back, and we saw the footage from those VFL games. He looked like a man amongst boys.
He was playing on a miniature person that day.
Well, no, but there was a couple of games in a row.
Remember that vision of that one game where he was like leaning up on this guy who was literally a foot smaller than him?
Yeah.
And then imagine if he came in and was playing next to, not Alex Rance, but like...
I'd say Dustin Fletcher.
Like someone of size, stature and ability.
Yeah, it's a little bit harder to get
a shock
kick.
To the system.
He's not 6'1".
Yeah, so it gives you shits.
Just with St Kilda... They had patches and stuff, but he's one of the things which would have made me watch St Kilda just to see if he could transfer that quickly to AFL level.
Almost like the Saints got it all back together at the end of the year with Jack Stephen returned, Dan Hannabury returned, King was the piece that didn't
Yeah, there was
I reckon at the end of the year with Brett Ratten, who I'm not sure, is he going to be announced soon or what?
Oh, surely. I think they're pretty settled on him, aren't they?
So, I mean, that would have been a good little view for him to go, right, that's what we've got. Hennebury, Jack, who I don't think will be there.
No, I think they're moving Jack Stephen.
But Brad Hill's in. You know, yeah, Brad Hill's certain to go there.
Yeah, I did enjoy, I think it's a sneaky AFL insider. You know those Facebook pages that pop up around trade time?
Yeah, yeah.
There was a new one by the guy who does Freo Dokers. Well, we believe it's by the guy who does Freo Dokers. He had a very funny Brad Hill post. Check it out if you see.
Freo Doker. He slams me all the time. Well, not all the time. They're fat.
Yeah, so that's what pissed me off, just not being able to see him. So came back, looked like a star at VFL level. Then wrecked his ankle, syndesmosis, surgery.
We could see that there was a writing was on the wall when he was going to play.
Yeah, he was there was building, that path
coming into it. But,
and then but syndesmosis.
But okay, so that pisses you off. But you've also got to have a smile on your face that it wasn't another ACL.
Yeah, yeah, you're happy to see that.
So the old pissed off with a bit of silver lining that he could be out for another 12 months.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's next on your list, mate?
Next on my list, so I'm going to get out of Matty Crouch now. next on my list is... Well, so we spoke about Adelaide. Melbourne Demons list management.
Yeah.
Like, that, if I was a Melbourne supporter and wasn't blinded, and I do bag Melbourne a fair bit on because where are they going?
How can you not bag Melbourne?
Look, how are you fixing your midfield?
Yep.
And how are you fixing your forward line? And on that point, I don't think your back line's that good either.
No, that's the funny thing. Like, the first two are the midfield and the forward line.
Yeah.
But the only sort of whisper, apart from the Ed Langdon thing, looks like it's going to happen.
But that's not going to help their kicking.
No, but the only other whisper was them going for Alex Keith, another tall back. Why?
But even like at the end of the year, they're saying, oh, could Steve May go forward?
Yeah, no.
Oh, if you're spending $900,000, go get a proper forward.
Yeah, yeah. Like, he's on a fair wicket. You can find someone who can kick goals for that.
That's just what I thought. I think, and two, they've probably got players that are well and truly overpaid due to them making the prelim.
Yep.
Well, last season. So they'll have people earning money that they should never have earned and probably won't ever earn ever again.
Yep.
But they'll be locked in. Their own sort of egos and where they see themselves.
Yeah.
So I look at Harms and go, Harms has a real good crack.
Yep.
But he should be the sixth midfielder that can tag.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Not the best. Not their.
He shouldn't be winning your best and fairest.
Yeah, is he going to? No, Maxie will, but like, he'll be in the top few because he's had a good season. But which is great for him.
Yeah.
But not for Melbourne Football Club.
Yeah, you played in a prelim last year. You shouldn't have the Darcy McPherson type finishing in the top three of the best and fairest. Like, that's to the Suns' territory.
Yeah, no, it's just really strange. And I look at it going, so Tom McDonald didn't fire a shot, but I still see him as a defender.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's just plugging a hole.
Yes.
And so, it's not like
they. So they filled a hole. That wasn't needed to be filled with Stephen May.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I've completely forgotten his name for a second.
Lever.
Yeah. Jack Lever.
What about, and even like you think about Wiedemann. Can you remember that article that came out?
We don't need Hogan because we've got Wiedemann.
But asking for, I think it was 800 a year.
Ugh.
Or 700. Whatever it was. Yeah, astronomical numbers. And you just think, whoa, this kid's in for a tough. He played a good final last year. But that was it. Oscar McDonald as well, like another defender that's tall.
Yeah, and you can imagine the ego hit that would have come to guys like Clayton Oliver this year. So last year he was next great thing. Yeah, he was the next great thing. Everyone was pumping him up. His side's playing in a prelim. Now it's like you're the best player at the, you know, well, this top couple of players at the second worst club in the competition.
It's funny, and he is. Imagine if Gold Coast had beaten him that day.
Yeah,
that they lost by on the siren. They would have finished equal with bottom, but. Like, Clary Oliver's going to... I think he's going to be the youngest ever to, whatever, 1,500 contested disposal, 1,000 contested disposal, whatever it is. So he has a dead set crack.
Yeah, he's a good player.
He's a good player, but...
I think he was... Probably the way he viewed himself and everyone viewed him was probably a rung above last year, and he's probably now
below. He flicks it pretty quickly out of his hand, and sometimes it's messy, but a good player, but they need someone classy.
Yeah.
That's where they need to fill... But the 900,000 they had up their back pocket is sitting in full back.
And I like the idea. So there was some talk that they were happy to get pick two if they could split it. But then I think the talk was about, you know, getting blokes in. I'm like, I don't think you're going to get the people in that you need to get.
Pick two. So who's available, you reckon, for pick two?
This year?
Yeah.
No, well, on a trade table, I think, or
trade
draft.
To flick it. We'll have to flick it, Deez.
Yeah, they'd want to get that and a pick back.
They paid the money.
So they have to win with this list is what you're saying, right?
Well, you think? Well, I don't think they can, but they have to keep investing in it.
Yeah, right.
It otherwise, why are you bringing May? Why are you bringing Lever?
How would Stephen May feel? Oh, yeah, I left the Gold Coast finally going to a side that just played in a prelim.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, he didn't do the club any favours.
No, really. It's not like he contributed that well. I don't think there are too many people.
There's not much out there, is there?
That you would give pick 2 for who would actually move.
Could you try? I can't even think
class.
Of one.
People just aren't giving up classy players.
No.
Not in trades.
No. Nah.
Unless they're definitely
now,
gone.
Imagine if Tim Kelly was available.
Well, they would like that.
But you jump like Tim Kelly for pick 2, you'd go, yeah. Shit, it's pick 2. But we have to invest in what we've got.
Jeez.
And that, yeah, anyway. So rough. Melbourne list has got me bamboozled.
All right, one thing that pissed me off, and this is a bit of the going for my own club thing, is Jesse Hogan's season. He had 2 games which showed exactly what he could be.
Did he though?
Yeah, he did.
What were they?
GWS, 22, 14 marks, 3 goals in the win on the road.
No, it's a pretty good game.
That's a pretty good game. And against Port, I think it was here, 3 goals, 17 disposals, 11 marks. Like,
yeah, okay.
Just solid key forward games. And his injury against Melbourne sort of robbed Freo of any chance in the back end.
Yeah,
because
if they
don't have they have nothing.
So I think too, they overcomplicated a bit with Jesse Hogan.
Yeah, they tried him in the mid at the
start.
Put him
full forward.
Like, what are you doing?
Put him full forward. And if he has 10 touches but kicks 4 goals, that's job done. Well done.
And they say, oh, but we've got Matt Tabernard. It's like, if I'm a defender, I can run through the entire list of Fremantle forwards, and the only one that makes me go, ooh, is Jesse Hogan.
So again, talking about a bit similar to Clary Oliver.
Michael Walters, obviously.
A little bit of a shot to the ego. I know Hogan obviously had his navicular in the end.
Yep.
But do you reckon he now realises at times, not running out at all, but double navicular, injuries, you've now left Melbourne, your first year at Fremantle wasn't great.
Yep.
Do you reckon he's now a bit like, okay, the game could go past me if I don't get going right now?
My gut says
No.
My gut says he's just still having a ball.
You reckon?
But, you know, you can never, like, Jesse Hogan's basically faced death front on in the last few years. Lost his old man, got cancer himself.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think that it's hard to judge the mindset of someone
good call.
After that. Like,
yeah, fair call.
One could be like, you know, I'll have to make the most of my AFL career. But the other one's like, you know, I could die tomorrow. I'm just going to have a blast.
Yeah, well, then you just don't play for football and take all the money. You just go off and do it.
Yeah, but if you're going to do that, someone's going to give you a bunch of money.
Yeah, but surely your reputation stands for a little bit more than just a bit of cash.
I don't know. Yeah, it depends. I think it's hard to judge what goes on in a person's head who's been through that.
Oh, no, that's a really good point. I think Jesse Hogan could be the difference at Fremantle.
Those are 2 games that he had.
So I don't think Nat Fyfe's the difference, because Fyfe's a star.
Yep.
Fyfe's the best player in the competition in my eyes.
Yes.
But there's no point in Fyfe winning the football and playing like he is if he's not kicking at 21.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why I reckon.
Forward.
That's why I reckon Hogan is the difference at Fremantle if he can get it right. And those 2 games he played, and you can't say he had a good year.
No,
he just didn't. But you can say that there's signs that
that's the level.
If he does that 6 times a year, not 2 times a year.
6 wins.
Then you're starting to think more of the good,
and
not thinking about the quiet games that he's had. For example, Hogan this year, I reckon I was surprised when he played like that.
Yep.
And wasn't surprised when he
didn't
play
like
well.
That.
Whereas I reckon Hogan's one of those players that could go, oh, you check the stats and Hogan's played 20 and kicked 3 or whatever.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, cool. Oh, well, Hogan only had 10 touches.
Yeah.
Is he injured? Yeah, that is how I reckon Hogan should be viewed.
Yeah, that's what. So when I say it pissed me off, it did to an extent because I would have liked to see him through the whole year and they had nothing else forward, but I kind of got what I wanted in the end. The club now, if he's coming in next year.
Oh,
fit,
you're, so you're targeting Ross, mate.
I would have liked.
You're
a
prick.
I would have liked a bit of a refresh.
Mate, you're a prick.
So I would have liked a bit of a refresh of the club.
Yeah,
but I would have liked to see more, just see him on the park more and see him get going. Because those 2 games, and that's after a preseason where he's injured for half of it and getting munted for the other half.
Yes.
And he's still able to get to that level. Yep. So there's
I mean, a forward line
life.
With
Him.
Yep.
Sonny.
Yeah.
I think Sonny needs to be a forward.
Yeah, so do I.
Because he's...
Problem is, I don't have anyone else who can kick in the middle.
No, 100%. Rory Lobb.
Yep.
Matt Tabanar. You any good small forwards?
He got good pressure small forward, but he can't kick goals, which is a problem. Switkowski.
Nah. Yeah, you need another name, another good half forward, I reckon.
Yeah. Harley Bennell.
Harley Bennell to Sydney.
Yeah, weird. Anyway. Take it. Take the money if they want to put it on the table.
Oh, mate, you're all right. Very money driven today.
Mate. Yeah, I am.
Very, very.
Well, I think that's sometimes left out of the conversation of these things. Like, people think sometimes footy's more than it is. For some people, footy's a paycheck.
Yeah. I never made good money, so I wouldn't. For me, it was a job.
Yeah.
Like, there was no luxuries really with my contracts.
It was just
like
what you wanted to do was play footy, and it was.
Yeah, and it felt like, I remember the day me and Grant Birch were at Adelaide Airport and we looked at each other and said, this is a job, this isn't fun.
Yeah, right.
There's obviously really fun parts of it.
Yes.
But it wasn't a social kick of football, it was business.
Yeah, you know, you wake up on a Sunday morning, you got to go down, wade into the ocean. It's thinking, what a time of my life.
Yeah, you open the newspaper up, especially over East Herald Sun, and they've got 15 pages of footy and there's 10 that aren't great stories and you're getting slammed there and Clarko's giving it to you on Monday. Monday 4 o'clock. What time is it? I'm starting to get those shivers already.
Clarko time,
mate. The Monday 4 o'clock. I can't be in a car driving. I get too nervous.
What's next on your list?
Well, I'm done. I threw Gold Coast in with you.
Oh, right. Well, I got one more, which pissed me off, and that was not seeing more of Charlie Curnow. Well, not Charlie Curnow's year. Basically, it pissed me off a bit.
Yeah, I was off Charlie Curnow big time until he kicked that bag. Mm. Where he kicked 6 or 7.
Yeah, he had one good day.
One really big day. Then I thought, okay, maybe I am wrong. He can play.
His ceiling's huge.
Yeah, so I know. I always thought he was just going to be a 200 adjuster.
Yeah, just a 200-game player.
Yeah, a 200-game player who will end up kicking Jack Darling.
Yeah, 30 to 40 a year, yeah, guaranteed.
Yeah, tick the box. But I think potentially he might have bigger years than that if you can get it right.
So he was down this year, played 11, then he did his medial, I think.
Something,
And then down on disposals, down on goals, down on tackles.
Remember he went down in one game and it looked like a serious injury.
Oh, yeah.
Then he missed a week and then came back and then did something.
Then did it properly.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like, averages down in pretty much every category.
Would that be with Big Harry playing and taking some of the load, maybe, burden targets away from him?
Well, yeah, that year, his breakout year, he seemed like the man every time
what
they went forward.
What was his breakout year?
It was last year. The start of last year was when Charlie Curnow became a thing.
Yeah, okay.
Even round one, where they got smashed by Richmond, but I think he kicked 5 or something.
That's right.
And he just looked like a star. If you do well in that first game of the year when everyone's watching, before they realise that the Blues are terrible again.
I'm going to try and find him quickly.
Yeah, so he's down. He's taking 2 less marks a game. All the averages are down. And it's just, fourth year is meant to be the year where they figure it out. And this is his fourth year and he went backwards.
Yeah. He's played 58 games. So what they always say, what do you got to get to? 50.
100. Well, I thought there was 100 your proper.
I think Earth Sheets was 50.
Okay.
He
won a premiership with a bunch of 50.
He won
the
premiership
gamers
when they were kids. So 34 goals last year, 2018.
He played a lot less games this year.
20 goals in 2017.
But he was still down goals per game.
So, yeah, 20 goals, in less than a goal a game in 17. A goal and a half last year.
Yeah.
And then down again this year.
So, anyway, well, we hope he can be what we think he's going to be, but he needs to get going. Yeah, you'd be pissed off if you missed. He missed that last.
Was Curno? Was Curno the player you thought was a rat bag because he got done drink driving before
the
draft?
Yes, yeah.
And his dad's like not a priest.
Is he?
Yeah, his dad's
like a pastor. Or something.
A pastor.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
His dad's a pastor. Drink driving was like so out of character.
I don't. See, I was told by a kid in his draft year because that was the line.
And
when
you thought he was Italian. And he's indigenous.
Oh, yeah.
Mate, you're right off on him, weren't you? He had no idea.
No, I'm a fan of his, but I like people being honest about who they are. Like when it came out trying to paint him as an angel.
Yeah.
And I had a kid in his draft class who'd known him for years saying like it would have only been him or this other bloke.
No, he's an angel, mate.
Oh, come on. I don't buy that for a second.
Ed Curnow's an angel.
Yeah, I can buy that.
Yeah. His dad's a bloody priest or Jesus or something. So it's fair to say that he's going to be.
No. That's not always the case, mate. There's always one that goes rogue in the family.
Yeah, well, it's not Charlie, mate. Relax.
We'll wait and see. I'd like his.
Mate, you've.
I kind of want. I could be a bigger
money,
fan of his.
Money and being a prick. That's what you've been today.
I like people who are pricks, though. They're my favourite players.
Yeah, right.
Like, I got a tiny bit of a soft spot for Sun Yang, the Chinese swimmer. Just because he's that much of an arsehole, just unapologetically.
Oh, mate, you like Kyrgios too, don't you?
Yeah, I do love Kyrgios.
There's rumours that Kyrgios is going to get 12-month suspension.
Yeah, he backpedaled heavy. So that was, he said that the ATP were corrupt. And then they were like, we can give you a 12-month suspension for that. And then he said, I think my words got taken out of context or whatever it was. I like people who piss people off. And I think the balls of that Sun Yang to just look the doping guys in the eyes and then smash your sample in front of them.
So I love peace and happiness, mate.
There's enough peace and happiness. I like content.
All right.
Look, I think it's fair to say that's not the extent of things that pissed us off, but that's a pretty comprehensive review.
We'll just quickly go through the games on the weekend.
Yes. So Thursday night. It's actually one of the... I haven't gone to a game in a fair few weeks, so I'm going to head along.
West Coast, I'm a bit nervous though.
Yeah, I can see them losing easily. I have heard reports from training this week that it's a bit quiet on the track.
Did you hear the rumour about JK today?
There's a rumour about him doing his ACL, isn't there?
Mm.
I haven't got my carton.
Yes.
He did not kick 50 goals this year.
All right, you'll get it.
Oh, I forgot about that. Thanks for bringing up JK.
I'll get that to you. So West Coast, it was West Coast Essendon last time over here.
Yep.
And the margin should have been
180
points. Yeah. So
there's that, but there's also
what happened last year.
Yeah.
Which makes me think, oh, geez, don't play that again, where Essendon absolutely blew them out of the water.
I think it is apparently very quiet and unlike it was 2 weeks ago.
What do you mean?
I've heard reports
Bull
from the track.
Dust. Mate. I saw them over the weekend.
It's a little bit quiet on the when they're
kicking. We were all on the piss having the time of our life.
Easing into finals.
That's a joke, by the way.
Just make sure of that.
Do you reckon players should drink before finals?
Yeah, yes. I think
they
can.
Just do whatever you've done all year.
Yeah.
I
don't think you change anything.
That's what Clarko sort of tried to say.
It's another Ross Lyon story. Famously gave it to a reporter over here who doesn't wear shoes normally. Justin Chadwick.
Oh, yeah.
He's a raw vegan sports reporter. Got big dreadies. You'll occasionally see him on the Friday nights.
Looks like he's surfing, but he's surfing all day. Yeah.
So he'd rocked up to the first finals, I think it was 2013, first finals press conference with Ross that year and walked in wearing shoes. And Ross is going, what are you doing, mate? He's like, don't change things up for finals. You've got to stay as you were every game
this
year.
Get those foot coffins off.
Yeah, get rid of them. Get back in touch with Mother Earth.
Gee whiz.
Yeah, he did. They had a special relationship, Ross and Justin.
Oh, they like each other?
Well, I think it just was... there was a bit of a like there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who didn't Ross like?
Most people.
Can you think of a couple?
Like, in particular?
Yeah.
Oh, Braden Quatermain, for the Western Sunday Times. I don't think he was a fan of his.
What, not a fan?
No, just because he was one of those ones who was there every week and asked
and grilled
questions. Yeah,
okay.
I don't think he was the greatest fan.
What about Simo? Is there any ones that Simo put a line through?
Did Simo put a line through Kim Hagdorn, works for 6PR, pretty much. Not a fan. Simo's not a fan of his.
Okay.
But Simo's a pretty easygoing dude.
He is.
He probably holds a few grudges behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Oh, and yeah, I think it took the relationship with Basil took a bit of mending.
Oh, yeah.
After last year.
Did it?
Yeah, a few phone calls, I think, and I don't know what their relationship is completely, but I think things are tense for a while.
Okay. What happened? Remind me of what happened.
He asked him, if it was a cultural problem at West Coast during a cross. And it was after something which was relatively minor but had been a couple of weeks after the Nick Nat airport thing.
And was it something like that organised, the questions had already been sent through or something?
No, that one, maybe that one hadn't. I don't think that one
through
was.
Or something? No, that's what I mean. It was one.
Something like that.
Something, I don't know.
Anyway, it was awkward television but great television.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we loved it. All right, well, that's us done for the week. We wanted to touch on the other finals quickly.
Yeah, go.
All right, so Saturday, Start with Brisbane, Richmond, at the Gabba. Best final?
Oh.
Geelong, Collingwood.
Geelong, Collingwood's going to be good.
I still, Brisbane, Richmond would be the one that I would.
Would you surprise you if Brisbane choked?
No. I'm going to say no, but still made a prelim. So do not choke completely, but lose and make
yeah, how many times is the team that gets beaten in the first final where you got the double chance, then when they play, so it'll be, for example, who do West Coast due to play next week if they win?
I think they play...
Collingwood?
Yeah, Geelong, Collingwood.
So say Collingwood lose and West Coast win, the talk will be like, West Coast are in form. Oh, gee whiz, Geelong dismantled Collingwood.
Yeah.
Every single year it happens.
Same narrative.
And the team who wins the top four position goes and busts that team open anyway. Yeah, yeah. Like, it happens all the time. You try and convince yourself that the team outside the top four is going to be the one that's going to roll.
Never
it.
Happens.
Just rarely ever happens, doesn't yeah. it? Never ever.
The Bulldogs. And I don't think anyone was that hyped on the Bulldogs when they actually did it.
Of course.
So Geelong, Collingwood, are you thinking?
I think Geelong, mate. They're too hard to score against. I know they're playing that little pointy ground, but their scores against have been pretty low this year.
And then there's the also-ran final.
GWS.
Yes, just.
We'll beat the Bulldogs.
Although it is also-ran final, but also that was GWS Bulldogs a couple of years ago was one of the best finals we've ever seen.
Yeah, well, whoever won that was going to be the grand final, the premiership team, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, Sydney was still... I had a lot of faith in Sydney.
Buggers.
Not a fan.
Broke my heart. Right, no, hurry up. I've got to go home.
All right. Thanks all for listening. It's been a Hardball Get the AFL show. See you next week. Or next Wednesday. This Wednesday. See you then.